Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Sometimes you say things and then all of a sudden, like, you know, oh, the board's not up, boys.
Yeah, I didn't.
The
I didn't.
Board's not up, boys. Wait a second. Let's try it again.
To piss off Yankee Nation.
Right? Like, you say things like that and it turns into news.
Viral.
Like you did last night. You see the boy? You see the kid that everybody's talking about? I guess his name is Nate. He's in a band. He's
Nasty
a drummer.
Nate. Yes.
He put the hair up in the hat just like the song Signs, like I told you about.
Oh, man. See that? let me know that he conformed to the system, man.
He should have been a rebel.
Because he should have put it out. He should have put it in a bun. And then right before the game started, took it off. And I wanted him to shake his hair like Bobby O. You know what I'm saying?
But that's the song, though. That's the song. Tom, can we find the song Signs? Because it's literally the first lyric in the song is all about that.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's legit. Like he said, and the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I tucked up my hair under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you'll do. So I took off my hat, said, imagine that. Huh? Me working for you. If his band
that's Waka Flocka.
You know what I mean? If his band doesn't put that on their set list as a cover from now on, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Allen, you just spit bars. Those were bars.
I mean, like, that is, like, the fact that he had the hair tucked up in the hat and he had the right shoes on. And then after the game, there's pictures of him and Rizzo. Like, Rizzo's wearing his band's T-shirt. Like, what a story that turned into.
Yo, this dude is a – this is what I love about American social media.
Yep.
You can become a star overnight by accident. This dude, I want to hear the backstory. We should do a 30 for 30 about why he decided to grab red shoes that day. He came straight from the gym or he was playing basketball or doing some yard work and that was the only shoes he had. He forgot his shoes in his gym bag. Because he played for the Cleveland Redbirds on the AAU team.
Or he's really a rocker, doesn't really like sports, got the job because it was like an easy job and easy money to make on the side.
You're wasting your life.
In between gigs. So, and the only shoes he had were red. And he's like, man, it's all I got. So then somebody, I told you Judge was going to hook him up.
Stop.
I told you they were going to hook him up because all of a sudden he looked the part.
I'm telling you, man, you know I hate that because you using a voice. I don't know why when I just imagine long hair and red, you're like, dude. Chill, bro. I don't know why I got that in my head that's what he sound like and that's what he talk about. Can we get this guy on? Can we find him and get him on?
Well, everybody's been reaching out. So he's become a mini celebrity. Actually, his band or one of the members of the band put out like a tweet saying how you can contact them and all this stuff. So, man,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I mean, by the way, he's got to work right now. You know, in an hour, the Yankees and the Guardians have the final game of their series.
Well, it's like time and a half, man. See, this is the crazy part. Ball boys don't get that cheese like they used to, man, because, like, now the game's so damn fast, you don't get that time and a half. You know what I'm saying? You expect to get a little. He missed like 4 hours in his check during his series.
I want to remind people of the controversy that came up all over a kid who is a bat boy with his long hair over
his
shoulder.
How old is a bat boy? Is he a boy or is he really a Batman?
Yeah, it's like.
Is he Batman?
Well, he's not Batman, but it's Bat Young. Maybe it's Bat Young Man. I don't know. Wouldn't it be great if one kid just took it on like I'm not a bat boy, I'm Batman. He had like a mask.
Yeah.
Like, he wouldn't let you see his face. He's like straight up had a cape. When he ran out to get the bat, he like did it like Batman with the cape flowing.
But what if he had the cape? You know how they take the cape and they put the half arm across their face with the cape flowing.
That's it. Rob Manfred, how do we make baseball better? Bullpen coyotes and bat boys who are now bat men who have to wear capes and masks.
Didn't you watch
every time the bat got flipped, he had to go pick it up?
Yeah.
I would do it. I'd watch that.
The only thing better than that is Mr. Freeze. Like Mr. Freeze is the most hilarious dude ever. I wish I should have been in the Olympics, but you know I got my girlfriend pregnant, dude. They're just sitting here racing mere mortals and catching them
fast as hell, but not eligible for the Olympics.
Exactly,
and failed out of college, so now he's just making money on the side, just racing drunk bros at baseball games, wearing a unitard, man, whatever. Hey, speaking of which, though, there's ways to make money in this world, right? Like we were just talking about this kid, Nate in Cleveland, who, you know, now
we caused, all know him.
Got a lot of attention now. Got a lot of attention. We'll see. His next gig, they'll fill the
place. What
are you
going to do with it? What going to do with it?
So, and that's the thing. What are you going to do with it? Did you see this report, by the way? Angel Reese's NIL value is now $1 million higher than it was in February. She's at $1.3 million, which is the third highest female among all the NIL as they're ranking them.
The rest are gymnasts, right?
The two others are gymnasts.
And the little twins that look that's like sex symbols.
The girls, you know, from Florida. I don't know where they are.
Miami. Miami.
You know Libby Dunn, and she's at $3.5 million is her value.
Listen, I love that, man. This is the ultimate equalizer because this is like NIL is like sports meets Instagrams, you know what I mean?
You love
fame,
this.
That type of thing. Yeah, because finally it levels the playing field.
Well, it's all, like it's all based on, I believe, what you just
popularity.
Said. It's based on your following.
Yes.
And the bigger following you have, the more value there is in you promoting products.
So anybody that saw Chris Rock's last special.
Yes.
He said, you know, you can be famous and make money by doing certain things. Right. Mm-hmm. You can show your ass. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
Or you can be infamous. Mm-hmm. Or you can be really good at something.
Yes.
Right? Angel Reese is two of the three. Right? She ain't got to show her ass because she's infamous because of the you can't see me.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. And she's good at what she does, right? So that's the crazy part. So now I'm so happy that, listen, when does the WNBA get on board? Like, when does WNBA get NIL deals?
Well, you don't need NIL deals. They're paid athletes.
But they don't get paid no money.
Well,
Angel Reese making more money in college.
Well, that's the whole idea, is that what happens in the WNBA, because that is not a very high-profit league, is that what you have to have is some of these athletes are going to get, not NIL. Well, I guess it is NIL, but it's not the college version. It's just basically you're marketing yourself. You're in commercials and you make your money. Well, I mean, again, the NBA, there was a point where the NBA wasn't like, you weren't making tons of money playing basketball.
Right.
But what Michael Jordan, what Magic, what some of the other players started to do was they were in commercials and made a ton of money doing that kind of stuff.
Mickey D's and stuff.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Who do you think?
I don't know why I can't find a Zoom. Can you send me a new Zoom?
Yeah, send Bart a new Zoom. So who do
one
you that, think?
One is hyperlink.
On 3 is the website that's ranking all this stuff. Who do you think is number one right now, the highest NIL valuation of athletes that are obviously not professionals? Who would you guess?
It would have been maybe Bryce Young. I know Shiloh Sanders is there because Deion tags his son on everything. Even though, listen, his son is okay, but he's not the greatest football player, but his dad is a marketing genius.
Is it Shador Sanders?
Yeah, Shador. Yeah,
he's seventh.
Yeah, yeah.
He's seventh.
But I would say
right
Bryce Young was getting some lot of cheese on his taco.
Bryce Young is – I don't think he counts because he's going to be in the NFL draft, but he's not – I don't see his name in the top 10.
Okay, I know he was. Yeah, I know he did.
The name – you're not going to believe it. Mm. It's not a football player.
Basketball?
Yes.
Listen, it's a couple kids in high school that got mad deals.
You're getting warm.
Is it Wei-Wei? No, I'm just playing. I know it's a couple dudes in high school, man, that got like $15 million.
No, like I said, you're very warm. Now think.
I just don't know his name.
No, yes, you do.
Don't say Bronny, man.
Bronny James.
Well, that's him. That's like Deion on steroids.
He's just
grabbing his dad's fame and you know, he's linking him and stuff. Because really, the one who should have the most NIL deals is his little brother. Because that's the truth.
Well,
that's the jersey I want.
But here's what we're talking about. His Instagram following is over 7 million. His TikTok following is almost 6 million. And so when you put it all together, his valuation, according to this website, is $7.2 million.
Yes. I bet you LeBron probably has a whole marketing team that, you know, markets his kids and knows how to build this stuff
up.
Because TikTok, that's the way to go. Like, that's the
TikTok.
Listen.
Now, who do you think's number two? Football. Another brand name.
Football?
Yeah. A brand name college.
Is the dude out
because you have to have
personality and be able to put content up. But maybe the dude at USC? USC?
Listen to me. The name is a brand name. Hmm. Come on now.
Brand name in football.
About to go into college.
About to go in college?
Heading into college.
Football?
Yes. And his last name is a brand name in the sport.
Damn. About to go to college.
Come on. His last name is a brand name in the sport. He's going to be the third generation to play in the NFL one day.
Oh, Manning yes. kid. Yeah, yes. yeah.
Arch Manning.
Man, they had to get him $14 million. I thought he was already at Texas. He ain't at Texas yet?
Isn't this crazy? Yeah, he's at Texas.
So no, yeah.
Isn't this crazy? Listen to this.
$7 million.
His following is not as big as you think. On social media, it's like I told you, Bronny James has 2.8 million followers, right?
Yeah.
Arch Manning is at 249,000.
Yeah.
Like, but I have more Twitter followers than he does.
Listen.
It's amazing. But yet, his valuation is $3.8 million, yeah. just above Livy Dunn.
It's because of his last name. Because guess what? Yep. Uncle Peyton ain't even put him on Omaha Sports yet. Wait till he start breaking down quarterbacks and
Isn't
jumping in on his stuff. Wait.
Crazy.
It's a machine, man. Yeah. It's a machine.
But you can't fight it. But it's very interesting, like, this whole
But this
story.
This is crazy, though. Andrew Reese.
Yep.
Making more money in college, she's going to take a pay cut to go to the pros.
Well,
that doesn't make sense.
No, she won't.
I know you said NIL deals are staying, she'll make more money going in. So, like, it's better basketball. Sue Bird should have way more money or way more NIL deals.
Well,
than
hang on
anybody.
A second. Sue Bird is in like a million commercials. She's in a lot of commercials.
Yeah, but I don't know if she's getting that type of money.
Well, I mean, again,
Tarazi.
That's
you know
the
mean?
Thing about the female athletes now is they can take this, and then when they go pro in whatever they're doing, they can still now be marketed because you're a recognized brand that we know who you are.
But here's
Angel Reese goes to WNBA. It's like we know her, you can put her in national commercials, yeah. and it will sell.
See, but here's the problem, though. You know, or here's the crazy part.
Right.
When you think about these players, right, it's more interest in women's basketball in college than it is in the pros. So, like, you got more people watching. Like, I think those same fans will stop watching once she goes to the pros.
Why?
Because the personalities
are in college. You think people are watching LSU every game?
No,
or they found out who she is, they like her, now she has brand power?
I think it's both. I think it's because she gets to play on Saturday, and it's a big deal. Like, tell me this. How many WNBA games did you watch on TV last year?
A couple.
Did you watch more college? You watched more during the college tournament than you did probably during there. That's my point.
But it's completely – the seasons are different. I've always argued that too. WNBA season being in the summer, I don't think it's the best thing.
Yeah.
I don't think it works for them, but it does because a lot of the women play professionally overseas. So this is the only way you make it fit.
Yeah,
they don't
want
to go head-to-head with the NBA as well.
Hope ain't nobody going to play for Russia no more.
With that in mind, all right, 800-919-3776. Barton Hunt, Alan Hunt, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN.
Can I get the damn Zoom link? I want to see my partner.
You know who probably could use, you know, some marketing deals. Because he's not happy, clearly. Saquon Barkley.
Saquizzle.
So all of a sudden, earlier today, some news came out regarding him. It's been very quiet around the Giants. Things have just kind of like fallen into place. Things have happened. They've had a nice, quiet offseason. But now all of a sudden.
Page six is all Jets.
Yeah, Kim Jones Newsday and also Adam Schefter both reporting that. Oh, now let me take off the echo.
That was me.
So anyways. So now all of a sudden. He has not signed the franchise tag. And now with the off-season workouts starting to come around, which I believe next week they're going to do an off-season program, the first one, he won't be there.
Mm.
Now, you know this business. You understand how things go. They did offer him the franchise tag, but they were going to continue to negotiate. It's a $10 million franchise tag for 1 year. Negotiations have been basically stalled. There's nothing going on that front. So he's going to obviously sit out these workouts until they get a deal. They have till mid-July to figure it out. That franchise tag is still there for him to sign if they can't come to a deal. So it's not like he's not going to be a Giant this year. But, Bart, is this significant in any way in your mind, or is this, you know, a nothing burger?
Well, I think he has to be careful, right, because he has to understand the market of the running back is dropping, right? Last year you had arguably three of the top, four of the top running backs in the league, and they all were rookies that came in various rounds. You think about Breece Hall in the second round. Think about Kenneth Walker. You think about the kid Pierce for the Houston Texans. Over 1,000 yards for the kid last year with the Atlanta Falcons. So it's like, we have a point that we're not willing to go to just simply because you're a running back going on his second deal. We look at Dalvin Cook. We look at King Henry. We look at, we look at guys that's on the block, right? McCaffrey got traded last year, Right, so like it's like one of those things, right? Aaron Jones. Listen, last year the Lions got 17.
Aaron Jones also, remember, he took 11, right? He said he didn't want to break the bank. He said he didn't want to get greedy.
And he knew it was compensation because he understands the position which they play.
Yep.
You know, in the short shelf life, you know, you talk about the bad contracts when you think about Ezekiel Elliott, Todd Gurley, Devontae Freeman, right? These are all recent history. And Saquon is a guy who has an injury history as well.
Yep.
He had a bounce back year, but out of 5 years or 4 years, two of them has been bad or average. And you know what I'm saying?
Well, he's been hurt. That's the problem.
Right.
He's hurt or recovering from being hurt. And so his numbers weren't.
So you got to be careful. I see the Giants potentially, you know, taking a running back in the second round because, you know, Alvin Kamara, fourth round. If they do that, they may say, man, do we even want to pay him? Let's just pay him on his franchise tag and let him be the mentor for, you know, a backup running back. I mean, it's going to be a Breece Hall out there. Everybody knows the kid from Texas is going early. But,
yeah,
man, the kid from Alabama, the kid in Alabama, Gibbs,
him?
Is a beast.
Yeah, but the Texas kid, what's his, is it Thompson? Is that his name?
It's like Raj, he got a weird name.
He does have a weird name.
It's weird to me.
A basic name.
Brian? It's weird.
It's not Brian.
I always write Brian like brain.
That happens.
No, let me see. I'll pull it up. They think he's like Edgerrin James.
Right. And again, the Giants have the 25th pick. We all think, you know, do they go cornerback, will they go wide receiver, that kind of stuff.
Would it blow your
mind if he's sitting there?
No, hell no. He's him.
And you just
– no, he's him.
Is it Bijan Robinson? Oh, it's Robinson, not Thompson.
Yeah, he's him.
I've seen a lot of stories, a lot of people, a lot of tweets about this kid. I don't know. Again, I don't follow the college game that much.
I mean, the last guy in recent history that we know, running back that went first round, was the kid from Harris from the Pittsburgh Steelers. But since then, everybody's been a second round pretty much running back.
But wouldn't that be an aggressive move for the Giants? Wouldn't that be something to say, we'll just reset with a rookie. We'll just reset with a young guy who we know is a beast. And
that's a home run hitter right there. That's like instant. I think he would have the same impact that Breece had. Now, it's another kid from I know the Jets interviewed him from Alabama. That's a beast too. Let me pull up my list.
While you're doing that, let's just go over the Barkley stuff because things have suddenly taken a bit of a turn. And first and foremost, remember, back in January, when the season ended, Saquon talked about his future.
I don't know. It's something I would have to sit back and take on. I really haven't had time to think on that. I can't envision that being my last time in the Giants uniform. But all that stuff's out of my control. That's a conversation that's why I have you have an agent, man. I have an unbelievable agent. So sometimes this week, sit down with her and sit down with my family and see what's up. You know, there's a whole lot of rules and stuff that can happen throughout this whole process. So just go back, take a little time off, enjoy some time with my family, and see what happens.
I mean, he's obviously leaving it in the hands of agents, which is what you do.
Yeah.
And you follow what the process is supposed to be. And this is one of them. All right, well, I'm not going to any of the offseason workouts until I'm signed to something, and I'm not ready to sign that tag, so I'm going to wait. And you shouldn't have to show up. He's going to work out on his own. We know one thing about Saquon. The guy ain't lazy. He's not going to go Zion on us here.
But this guy will
be in shape. You know that.
But here's the crazy part. That draft is in 2 weeks, and he won't be there in 2 weeks. And they may send him a message like, hey, you know, you may be on your way out. You want to go top five guys out there?
Well, before we do that, let's just hear from John Mara. And this was from last month. And him talking about Saquon Barkley and talking about him in a way that makes you feel like a long-term – well, not a long-term, but a multi-year deal should be in the works.
We want him to be a Giant for his entire career, if that's possible. We'd love to have him. You know, he, again, provides leadership. He's a great player. We'd like to get something done with him at some point. The running back market is what it is right now. I'm still hopeful that at some point we'll be able to come to an agreement.
That's what it is. So he wants to be a Giant player.
You hear what he said, though.
If that's possible.
You hear what he said, though.
What's that?
He said the running back market is what it is, though. Yeah, exactly. You know, so what are you saying? You're saying the running back market is what it is. So we not, you know, that's just what it is. So Saquon has to come to realization that we thought that, okay, he would get a McCaffrey deal. But because McCaffrey wasn't able to live up to the deal, at least with the initial team, with the Panthers, then that hurts his ability to do that. also, when you look at Derrick Henry's the only one that has lived up to the billing, right? Outside of all the running backs that have gotten paid, Dalvin Cook, they're looking maybe a way to do something with Dalvin Cook in Minnesota, right? You look at Aaron Jones, he's played well. I mean, but look at what they did just in New England. Yeah, Alvin Kamara, he's there, but he was on
Fournette ended up in Tampa, right? Like he was the guy in Jacksonville.
And now he's not even in Tampa no more. Yeah. They let him go. And he's younger than Saquon or about mm-hmm. the same age as Saquon. You know what I mean? You look at this kid, Jamar Gibbs. Cohen.
I mean, think about all these different young running backs when they came in their rookie deals and how they made headlines for like 1 or 2 years and then Jamal, teams moved on.
Jamal Williams scored 17 touchdowns last year for the Lions. He is in New Orleans right now. For like 1.5 million. I think his contract might be less than $4 million. Might be like $3 million. Remember Mark Ingram, right? Mm-hmm. All these guys, man, it's a short shelf life. Mark Ingram, Saints, Ravens, back with the Saints. J.K. Dobbins. You can get these guys easy. They're plug and play. They're replaceable. You use them up, and then you use them like your everyday car. It ain't your special car that you pull out. But this Jabari Gibbs, I know that the Jets talked to him, and he's the truth too, man. Like, he's the truth at four. So he's a guy in second round that the Giants can get. You know, right here, okay, this guy's a good receiver. He's compared to Dalvin Cook and Aaron Jones. I'm telling you, it's value out there. You want a big back, you got the kid from UCLA, Zach Kaepernick. I don't know what his name is. Kaepernick. I don't know, something like that. You got Blake Corum. You know what I'm saying? From Michigan, you know how he was balling out before he got hurt right before the playoffs. And, of course, it's Bijan Robinson. So, I mean, listen, they got options. And, you know, if Saquon, this is one of those things where, like, you have to understand, like, it gets iffy, man. Like, where you bet on yourself and you find yourself on these streets.
And that's the running back. Oh, look at Ezekiel Elliott right now. Like, he thought he had teams that he'd like to go to, and they were all like, we're all set.
Yeah, he said the wish list.
So how about this? So Mel Kiper and Todd McShay are both listening. You're reading the tea leaves and listening to the whispers. Both of them in their latest mocks have Robinson going 18 to the Lions.
D-twat,
so
baby.
He doesn't get to the last third of the draft of the first round.
But look at that though.
A running back in the first round is a rarity these days.
But listen, he's going to the Lions. They drafted Swift three years ago.
Yep.
And he's a beast. He was on the national championship.
Well, Swift is going to be a free agent. So they know they got to pay him.
So they refresh. You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? They got him going there. I mean, Giants, you know, I mean, because, listen, this, I know the Giants need a receiver. They need a cornerback. This is a big decision from Joe Shane, man. Big decision. Big decision.
What would you do? What would you do in this case? Like I said, the Giants do have a 25th pick. You've said they should be aggressive and try to slide up if they can, if there's a player that they would be targeting. Could Robinson be that? Should it be a wide receiver? You know, could they? I mean, I just feel like it'll be a lot harder to get up high enough in the draft to go get JSN. Like, it's a lot harder to move up that high when you're at 25. But you could slide up a handful of picks.
I expect
and get a running back that not a lot of teams are going to want to take a running back in the first round, no matter how good this kid is supposed to be.
I see the Lions maybe potentially getting a cornerback because I think they tipped their hand a little bit.
You think they're going to go that way? Okay.
I'm talking about at six, or they may move down
six.
Lions may move down and go to six. So Philadelphia, watch out for Philadelphia for Bijan Robinson because remember, you know, they let Sanders go. Right, they let Sanders go. That was a second round draft pick that they didn't let get to their second contract. They're like, we good, mm-hmm. right? And he put in work for them. So I mean, I can see the Giants maybe Bijan sitting there, man. But the Lions may not because the Lions need a lot of defense as well. They need some help on defense because they were bludgeoned last year.
Yeah, you said that. Right.
And so they could go corner. They could go corner and pass rusher. Or if Jalen Carter slips to them at six, they going to take Jalen Carter. Then they may try and take the cornerback later.
Take the corner later on, right, with that pick, with the 18th pick, right?
So Bijan Robinson could be sitting out there around 20. I don't
would
see
you
him get
do
past.
It? Because it resets the clock.
Listen,
and then you
I
just
would.
Look at Saquon and go, yo, sorry.
Yo, did you see the effect that Breece Hall had on the Jets offense last year?
Yes.
So this guy is supposed to be
short. It was only a couple of games, but you saw it. It was impactful.
So this guy is supposed to be as good or better.
Yeah.
So you talk about
a lot of talk
helping
about a lot
having Danny Dimes. Could you imagine having a 1-2 punch of Saquon and this guy Robinson for 2 years? For 1 year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you talk about instant impact. Nobody has instant impact. Look what Kenneth Walker did out there for Seattle.
Well, it's like Tony Pollard showing up, right? And then Zeke suddenly became expendable.
Yeah, like, meh.
You know what I mean? Like it all of a sudden became, well, Pollard was just Zeke, more
Zeke,
of an impact
Zeke player. Zeke led the league in rushing twice.
Yeah, yeah. But, again, the more years, the more miles. That's why that position is so precarious. All right, 800-919-3776.
Giant fans, you let us know what the hell you think.
Yeah,
because we sit up
do?
Here talking about your Giants. Your beloved Saquon Barkley, Thunder Thighs, a.k.a. can't wear corduroys without starting a fire.
So, Bart, you played in New York.
Yes.
So coming up, we have to talk about something.
Mm-hmm.
That another one of these athletes who came through and failed here is now blaming the media and fans for his and others' inability to perform in New York. So you got to hear this story that, again... Like, these are the excuses that drive me crazy.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's beautiful. And then the seat today, that's the Five Man Electrical Band, by the way, that had that song. What is that, from 1970, that song. But, man, it even works for
that
today.
Guy needs
Why
to call
are
back.
You
that
chewing in my ear right now?
I was. That guy needs to call back in, man, because I want to hear, like, is he appeased? Is he okay now?
Was no, because that- he tucked the hair up in the hat. You didn't hear it. Like, the song tells you the whole thing, is that he just faked the whole thing so you can be like, see, there he is. Now he looks clean cut.
No, but that's what he wanted.
Rip off the hat and say, imagine that.
But I wonder if the kid is happy. Like, I wonder if the caller yesterday was so appalled by the fact. Why you can't see me on video? What's wrong with that?
I don't know, but you keep chewing in my ear, man. I'm about to throw up. But still, it was just – yesterday was funny involving that whole thing, and that call was part of it. Remember, this is what he said. JP is in Clifton.
I was calling about last night's game in the seventh inning. Michael Kay brought up the bat boy issue we had last night. Now, he had very long hair, and then he pointed out the guy's red sneakers, and I went overboard with me. So then I'm thinking, why would they do that? Because he can't be employed by the Yankee organization. So I'm thinking that Cleveland went out and put him in there to piss off Yankee Nation.
You think this was trolling? The poor kid looked nervous, too.
I just want this investigated.
He wanted it investigated. Well, we investigated, and we found out most of the Yankee players like the kid.
Yeah.
And we investigated that his name is Nate. He's in a band called The Open Doors. He's a drummer. And they got him some sneakers to match the uniform, and he put his hair up in his hat to conform so, you know, CJ and others can watch their baseball game in peace now. So great. But there's bigger, bigger fish to fry here. Forget about bat boys and everything else. So you remember Darren Ruff, right? The Mets made some moves at the deadline last year to add some pieces to a team that they were hoping going to make a run.
What a name, Darren Ruff.
And so they got him. He comes in, and all he did in 66 at-bats was hit 152 and strike out 20 times. You know?
That's rough.
I'd say that's pretty rough, right? So he's back with the Giants, and he's happier now in San Francisco. This guy's from Omaha, so I'm guessing, like, New York's just not for him. And obviously because you make a trade like that, it's a splash. Fans pay attention. Media pays attention. Then when the guy struggles, we're all like, well, that failed. And you get frustrated with him. I mean, that's just how it goes in sports. So there's a story in The Athletic. And in this story, he talks about this just needing that fresh start and getting back with an organization that he was comfortable with and being happy again. And this is the quote that I want you to listen to, because you're a guy that played in New York.
Yep.
That you're a Midwest guy. You played in Baltimore. Then you came to New York as like a big move that was supposed to be a difference maker. So you understand the pressure that comes with playing in this market.
Absolutely.
And he said, anywhere you struggle, fans are going to be tough on you. But in New York, it's magnified. No lies there. And then he said, I think the media there really runs with what fans' perceptions are. So you're kind of getting crushed by two entities. Even if you're not on social media a heck of a lot, you still have an idea and you see things.
How long was this guy here?
If he walked a half season, not
if
even.
If this guy walked down Central Park,
nobody
we wouldn't even know who the hell he is.
No clue.
So it wasn't like he couldn't go out and nobody knew who the hell he. Oh, that's just the guy that. Come on, that's rough. Man, stop it.
I mean, like the no, but how about the notion? Now, I don't know if I completely disagree, because he said the media runs with what fans' perceptions are.
Okay.
I think there are people. I will say this because I've been in these situations. I've been in the rooms. I've been in the media rooms. I've been in these conversations. There, and by the way, it's not just writers. I think what we, in our business, in radio, I think you get a lot of people who just pay attention to what the fans think. And they run with that because it's the popular thing to say. Because if I like the CJ caller about the bat boy, right?
Yeah.
Like, did you see? I did, just as for fun, I played along with him as if I agreed with him, and it's amazing how empowered he became the more he said it.
Yeah,
and
Bart,
I believe
I know you have to be against me. You knew
on,
one of you
right,
guys.
Right, he said that too. And then on the K show, I believe that they got more callers about it, that they were outraged about it. Are you serious? So they throughout the whole show they got calls. Amazing.
6 hours straight. Oh my
Six
gosh.
6 hours. I mean, think about that. So I don't know if he's entirely wrong, because I do think there are people in our business who will use the what is it? What did Chris Rock call it? What the outrage? The
selective outrage.
Selective outrage, right? We find things that piss us off, and if enough people are angry about it, it creates an energy. That in some people in media, just they buy into
yo,
it.
Yo,
they pretend that they're into it.
It
and
happened
they promote
to me.
The hell out of it.
I was a victim
just
of
to
it.
Get fame.
I was a victim of it when I was talking about the hit on the kid from Buffalo. Like, they try to push this narrative, try to get me fired. Like, come on, man. Like, are you listening to what I said? Do you even know what I said? Or you read a clip from somebody else or somebody else what somebody else said?
Yeah, but this thing about so I don't know if he's entirely wrong saying that media there really runs with what fans' perceptions are. So he feels like you're getting it from both sides. The fans get mad, and then you just buy into the fans. But I got to be honest with you. I also know that there's a large portion of media that will push back. Like, I'll give you the Knicks example. The first half of the season, and most of the season, and even today, there's a whole lot of Knicks fans who still if the Knicks don't get out of the first round, Tom Thibodeau should be fired. That they don't like him. And all season long, it's been this push that he should be fired, he should be fired, he should be fired. And, you know, people that cover the team, people around the team, myself included, I constantly push back on that. Like, you guys are crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. So I would never feed into things that are stupid, that are completely off base. But when you are a guy that was traded to a team that was supposed to be one of the final pieces to what would be a playoff push, and you did nothing, and you were like, you just did not, it didn't work. It was a failure. I mean, Epler said it. Trade it didn't work out, plain and simple. Like, they had to DFA you. It was that bad.
Wow.
Like, how is, like, I'm sorry. I'm not buying into a fan perception. I don't need fans to tell me that you suck.
I don't
need that.
Suck.
Like, you came here and you did not perform. You suck. You're out. Like, that's it. So, I don't, while he might not be wrong in some other cases that we have seen, where this momentum just builds up and it gets overwhelming. You know, I always tease Stephen A. about this. Like, he's the reason why Phil Jackson became team president. Mike Woodson was doing fine as coach. They had a bad year, a couple of big mistakes. If you just stick with Mike Woodson, the Knicks would have been just fine. But then, no, because Stephen A. kind of went overboard and a lot of fans followed him, the franchise overreacted and made a move that was a disaster, right? And I always like to mess with Stephen A. about that. Yep. Because it's like you don't realize the influence that you have.
Who
that's
that
one case, but this stuff to me is like, I mean, Darren, you were just not good here. Just accept it. Yeah. You were not good.
Remember the Manish guy?
And, the Jets stuff.
And the coach.
He was a classic, like the fan conspiracy, the tinfoil hat fan conspiracy guy.
Yeah.
100%.
Because remember the coach that went down to Jaguars that was supposed to be the new head coach? Doug Marrone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Baloney man.
But that's a great example. So it does happen, but this story, like this is one of those where
on the way out. Just make yourself look soft, trying to make the media in New York seem bad. You make yourself seem weak. Like, really? This is a professional athlete he's telling us. He wasn't even here a long time. He couldn't deal with the scrutiny of criticism.
They're just the excuses of, well, you know, everybody's against you. All right, whatever, dude. You ain't built for this.
Yeah, bye for
But you know what, though? Listen. Edwin Diaz, when it comes to the Mets, they're missing him dearly. I think right now, honestly, like, Peterson pitched well last night. Now, the Mets, they have their final game against the Padres at 1 o'clock today.
Tough game. But, similar records, though, by two teams that got high aspirations. So, it's not time to panic.
It's so early. Yeah, it's absolutely early. But if you really think about it, right, like, to me, you can't say enough about where the Mets are right now with Narvaez being hurt and out for 2 months. Is such a critical injury for them because he was your starting catcher. He signed him in the offseason to be the guy to carry the load, right? And he's got good pop, good frames, all that stuff. Now he's out, and so you're forcing Francisco Alvarez to step into a role that he might not be ready for at 21. Struck out 3 times yesterday, including in the 9th inning with, I believe, bases loaded. Hader just overwhelmed him, and the game ends 4-2. So, you know, there is some – there, you know, that's frustrating. But the bigger issues with the Mets is not like third base, is not even catcher. It's obviously the concern about Edwin Diaz and not having him at all. Well, he spoke, and for the first time we've heard from him since the injury. And the first thing he did let everybody know is how he's feeling.
I'm feeling great. We are working hard to see if I come back as soon as possible. But everything is going in the right direction right now with the team. And the doctors say I'm doing great, so I'm really happy. They want me to get ready from get better my knee first, and then they will see how I'm responding in my strength, all these things I have to do when I start throwing, all those things. If the test coming back good, I might throw this year.
He might throw this year? Wait, there's a chance that he could be back in, let's say, 8 months?
Yeah, if we could keep doing what we're doing right now, everything, the training, I'm working hard. If the knee, we keep responding on the testing, because then I have to start running. I have to get in the mound. I have to start throwing. If that everything go well, I think I can be back soon than 8 months.
Optimism,
yo,
Bart.
Yo, if Rod Woodson can come back after shattering his knee from trying to tackle Barry Sandbacks and come back and play in the same season, come on, Edwin, show me what you made up, baby. First of all, why is he even stateside? I thought he was supposed to be in Germany for at least a month getting that sauce. Come on, man. Take your ass to Germany like Wes Welker did and get that sauce.
So optimism there.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
You just turned your back on Tribe Called Quest. That's
all I'm saying. I did not turn my back on Tribe Called Quest. You made me make a choice. I did. And then you have turned that into where suddenly now we have to have beef.
Listen,
I'm allowed to have a big family. I don't have to have just one member of the family.
If me and Anthony go overboard, you got to choose one of us. You can like both of us, Pusick. You can have love for both of us, but I expect you to put your hand out to me.
All right, how about I ask you this? If Steve Gelbs and I fell overboard,
I'm grabbing you. Bye, Gelbs. Been real.
Damn.
I'll start a scholarship fund for your kids.
That's my quarterback.
See how easy that is? It ain't even a question. I wouldn't even look at the way.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you what. If you and Wally fell overboard, are you kidding me?
First of all, Wally's eyebrows going to retain so much water, he's going to sink like a rock. I'll be floating longer than him. I got a better chance. All that chest hair stuff he probably got. And that stuff probably gets so saturated, he'd be heavy as hell.
Just weigh him down, you think?
Yeah, it's like being trying to swim with wet clothes on.
Oh, man.
Get him Greek. It's been real, Gelps. I wouldn't even blink.
800-919-3776. Let's get a call. We got to get at least one in here. William in Manhattan. What's up, Will? The hole.
Damn! The hole!
We got the hang up.
He said bleep.
He was like, nope, you made me wait too long. Not going to happen.
It's all good, son. It's okay.
I'll give you a little bit of a Julius Randle update if you'd like.
Oh, yeah.
Interested?
Definitely.
So another practice goes by, and Randle didn't practice in full. Did some parts just like yesterday, right? Like, you know, like we remember we played that Tom Thibodeau yesterday saying that he practiced some, but not full contact. So didn't practice in full yet today as well. No contact as well. I guess they're waiting to clear him for that, but they keep saying steady progress. They just keep using that phrase, steady progress, steady progress. Bart, if it were you, would you, like, say this and, like, all the way up to almost game time on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, because, listen, you don't want to push it too early. Right before you want to maybe have him do some individual workouts to see how that thing responds, if it swells up, what his lateral movement is all about. You know, but you don't want to push it too early. You want to try and keep it in the healing phase as long as possible.
Good point.
Right? It's like one of those things, like, because if he tweaks it and goes, it can go bad.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So 24 hours when it comes to ankle injuries can be a lot. 24 hours of treatment, elevation, swelling, letting the medicine get in there. I'm sure, like, if he's smart, like, he got to go. Listen, I know it gave people heart attacks, but he's a young Bronco bull. You know what I'm saying? You got to go ahead and get him that Vioxx. Oh, Williams back?
Yeah. I guess he hung up maybe accidentally.
Okay,
William in Manhattan, all right, we got you back.
Our feelings was hurt, Will.
Yeah, I felt like you hung up
on
us.
Yo, man, thanks a lot, guys. I would never hang up on you guys, man. You guys are the best.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, I did that by accident, sorry.
All good.
So, I called about the Giants, but, hon, you mentioned about Mike Wilson and that Phil Jackson drama. I remember that clearly. I didn't want to get rid of Mike Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
We at that when that happened, we ended the season strong, and the whole drama, we never recovered until recently.
Yeah, Stephen, I didn't realize how much influence he had, like, when he was – because, I mean, we were all mad about how that season went,
right?
Yeah, but
the protests and everything.
Oh, man, he was so mad. And I don't blame him. They won 54 games. Everything was great. Then they made a really not a great trade for Bonyani. A lot of injuries, and they were out of the playoff. They made a push. They missed it by one game. But Phil came in, and he never – how about this? He never even talked to Mike Woodson. Never even, like, gave him a chance to interview, to stay. He just let him go. What a disaster that was. The first of many bad decisions he made.
Yeah, but I want to talk about the Giants, though. I'm a Giant fan. And we're going to have two receivers starting on the on reserve. So you're going to need as much weapons as possible to try to replicate the season that we had last year. So you have to sign Barkley. And with that pick in the first round, try to get the best receiver available. You have to. You don't have any other choice. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
But Will, don't go nowhere, Will. Will.
All right, leave him on.
What's up?
But the thing is, like, Saquon doesn't have anything that he can do. He has to play eventually. He can be upset about playing, but if he doesn't play and he doesn't play well, then it's going to hurt his market value because his numbers are going to be down. So playing on the franchise tag, he has no choice. Like, but I think they should, you know, they can get another running back in the second round. You got to have some insurance for Saquon anyway.
Yeah, because that's the league now, right, Bart? You go with a two back.
So why are you going to give a guy like Saquon that much money? So you do it for 1 year, but I'm not giving him – look at Dalvin Cook's contract. They're trying to get rid of him. Alvin Kamara, right? We already know about Gurley and Devontae Freeman, but even King Henry, McCaffrey, they traded. Yeah, he's great for San Francisco. Yeah. They traded. So Saquon's about to be 26 years old. Remember, he's only 2 years older than Ezekiel Elliott. He's only 2 years younger than Ezekiel Elliott. So that may not age well. Look at all the great backs that were taken in the second round last year, Breece Hall and all those guys, and how they were able to perform without giving up, you know, a 5-year commitment to a running back that you got to guarantee him 3 years of the deal.
It is something I think if you're – this is one time. Usually you side with the player. A lot of times people side with the player, pay him, he's worth it, pay him. And Saquon's a great guy, great for your organization. You love him, right? There's no issues.
Class act.
Class act, top to bottom. But this is one where I would probably side with the Giants on this and say, you know, 11, like, you know, that's probably
I give him 12.
Like 14,
I give him
12. You ain't getting 14. Even 12 feels a little high.
I give him 12 because – 12 is 2023 is 11.
Well, I'm not, because all right, the salary, but I'm not guaranteeing a lot of it. I'm guaranteeing very little of it.
Because the salary cap's going up, right? So the salary cap's going up this year.
Yep.
So 11 is inflation. So, okay, I'll give you 12,
okay,
you know, per. It was reported that they gave him 13. 15 is McCaffrey and all those guys.
I thought it was four. I thought it was 14. That was at one point 14 was a possibility, but that never came to fruition. We'll see where it goes. Well, we got calls to get to on this at 800-919-3776. What would you do if you were the Giants? Because again, that you got an opportunity at 25 to take if he's there. The kid from Texas, who everybody's talking about now, excited about. Would you do that, or do you feel like nope? Saquon's your guy, and you need to use your first round pick, your second round pick on other things.
We just want Pacheco go off in a Super Bowl, son. He was a free agent.
That's a great point.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.